Welcome to the Catholic Sphere. Each week we have a different host and a different focus as we tackle topics important to the Catholic Church around the globe. I'm your host this week, Jim Pinto. Today we'll be discussing the EWTN Media Missionaries and their vision for evangelization, and they're hoping you're going to catch it and join them. Pope St. Paul VI said, "Evangelism is the central role in the Church. It is the grace and vocation proper to the Church. It is her deepest identity. She exists, the Church exists, in order to evangelize." Today we have with us Christine Schicker. She's an EWTN North Central Regional Marketing Manager who handles marketing across 9 states. Christine joins us today from Michigan. Carlos Garcia is a project manager at EWTN Media Missionaries. He joins us here in Irondale, Alabama. And Linda Osgood is an EWTN Media Missionary and area coordinator from the Diocese of Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome, one and all. It's great to have you. Christine, we're going to start with you. How and why did you become a marketing manager? What are your key areas of work, and how do the missionaries fit in to your efforts?
Jim, thank you so much for having me today. It's an honor to be here with you. I started with EWTN just over 10 years ago. This is actually the second time I have worked at EWTN. Mother Angelica hired me 20 plus years ago when I lived down in Alabama, and it was an honor to work for her then and continue her mission now. Like you said, I am the North Central Regional Marketing Manager. I do have 9 states that I cover in the upper Midwest, and I work at different conferences, work vendor tables at different events. It's an opportunity for me to share with the attendees at those events information about EWTN, who we are, what we offer, how they can access us, all of the beautiful and amazing resources that EWTN has, not only via our television channel, but all across the country with our local radio affiliates, all of our free printed resources. And it's those free printed resources are an excellent way for people to get involved through our EWTN Media Missionary Program. They can simply ask EWTN to send them those printed resources, and they can be a volunteer and help spread the word about EWTN at their local parish or other places, their circles of influence, whether it's a rosary group or a men's group. All of those resources are available to them. Mm. So it's an honor to be able to work with all of those affiliates and all of those volunteers. Mm.
Christine, thank you so very much. Thank you for being the face of EWTN in so many states, so many places. Carlos, you're an office staffer with the EWTN Media Missionaries. How would you describe or see the casting and catching of the Media Missionaries' vision on a daily basis?
Well, thank you for letting us tell others about this great volunteer program at EWTN. First of all, I want to encourage all the folks watching to watch to the end to see how easy it is to become an evangelist with EWTN in the spirit of Mother Angelica. This program helps you cast a large net to folks to catch Christ, to get Christ. We keep that in mind every day as we help folks who are trying to reach souls. We send out resources for Media Missionary volunteers to share personally at their parish and in their communities. Mm. By sharing about EWTN, they share about Jesus, because EWTN is all about the good news of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And in that way, they become evangelists. There are over 16,000 Media Missionaries in the U.S. and Canada, and still growing, but we need more. Jesus and Mother Angelica call us to be saints. Folks are still hearing this message and catching that fire.
Carlos, thank you so much. And we do want people to know throughout our times of sharing that this is an invitation to you, given first by Mother Angelica and the network right now, saying, we need you. You love EWTN. We want you to go even deeper in the way of prayer and shedding the message of EWTN, the good news of God in Christ. So we're going to give you that invitation that Carlos spoke about soon. Linda Osgood, How and why did you become an EW10 media missionary and area coordinator? How would you describe the media missionary vision and your work within it?
Well, I first became an EWTN media missionary when EWTN had their first family, I think it was their first family celebration in Phoenix. And that was, my husband and I moved down from Seattle area back in 2006. So it had to be somewhere between 2007 and 2010, somewhere in there. And we knew Art Perot, who worked for EWTN. Mm. And if you knew Art and you're anywhere near him, then he cast that big net. And the next thing you know, my husband and I were signing up to be media missionaries. Mm-hmm. Then from there, so we were media missionaries in our parish. And then from there, I was working full time and I live on the west side and I worked on the east side. So I had a pretty long commute. So I was gone from the house for a while. My husband was retired during that time. But after I retired, I prayed to God and I said, okay, Lord, you kept me busy for years, you know, with my work. You got to keep me busy for, you know, doing something, you know, it's, I'm working for you now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm totally working for you. So the next thing I know, I retired July 14th of 2017. On Monday, July 17th, 2017, I get an email from Walter Cordova, who is the manager of the Southwest region or director of the Southwest region, and he's looking for an area coordinator. So I prayed about it for a couple of days and I thought, okay, I'm just going to throw my name in the hat and just see what happens. So Walter came out and interviewed me in October because we were gone for a couple months in the summertime. And then so during our conversation, I asked Walter, I go, well, what is my competition? He goes, you have none. So I thought, that must be the Holy Spirit working somehow. Yeah. So I thought, okay. So he goes, well, just try it for a year. So like I said, that was beginning of October 2017. And now we're sitting here in February 2024. Yeah. And I absolutely love it.
Well said. And I love the shirt you have on. That's one of the benefits of joining the media missionaries. Yes. You get the EW10 Media Missionary shirt. You get a lapel pin like the one that I'm wearing so that you become kind of a walking billboard for EW10, for the life and legacy of Mother Angelica. Christine, how do you see the outreach of the media missionaries promoting the life and legacy of Mother Angelica?
You know, that's a good question, Jim. It's a great opportunity, I think, for people to get involved. If they love Mother Angelica and they love what she stood for and what she continues to stand for, becoming a media missionary at your local parish or within your local community is really a great opportunity to continue the mission that Mother Angelica started. You know, she and the nuns lived a life of prayer, and especially in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And you know, the year that we're in right now, focusing on Eucharistic adoration, I think it's a great opportunity for people who decide to become a volunteer for EWTN. It gives them an opportunity to deepen their prayer life and maybe spend more opportunity in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. It gives them an opportunity to grow closer to Jesus, because that's what Mother Angelica was all about, knowing who Jesus Christ is, knowing how he works in our lives, knowing that he is there for us all of the time, and knowing that he loves us so very deeply, and he's just continuing to call us to himself. And so for those people who are interested in becoming an EWTN media missionary, it's a great way to help continue the legacy of Mother Angelica.
Yeah. Beautifully said. And that's why we're all here. I mean, we're getting to sit at a table that we haven't set, and Mother was landed upon by the Lord and started this incredible network that has grown so wonderfully. But it's all based in the spirit of prayer, in the Holy Eucharist, Eucharistic adoration, and all that information is in the devotional guide that if you join the media missionaries, our office will send that to you. so that we would practice the spirituality of Mother Angelica as we seek to make disciples for Christ. Carlos, what place does prayer, and in particular intercessory prayer, play in the media missionary efforts that we undertake? Prayer.
Well, prayer is the foundation of our work. We pray for one another. In fact, we pray the Mother Angelica prayer for the network together every first Friday of the month. Yep. This prayer is found, like you said, in the devotional guide that every media missionary receives. It lifts up EWTN. Through the saints, one another, Mother Angelica, and especially our Blessed Virgin Mary, intercessory prayer is key to our work.
Yes.
In fact, our newest brochure to share with folks is called Let Us Pray. It is a collection of popular prayers and teachings of the church and has become a favorite to share.
Yes, I think we're seeing that right now. This brochure is hot. Everybody wants it. Beautiful prayers all there. Basic fundamentals of the Catholic Church. It's wonderful for your own edification and learning, but it's great to give the people in your parish. Maybe even if you have a little dialogue with a lapsed Catholic, you can hand this to them and they'll hear once again those special prayers and be drawn back home to the church. Linda, as a media missionary and area coordinator, can you share from a personal perspective on the foundational importance of prayer for you and media missionaries in relation to evangelistic outreach?
Well, first of all, prayer is very essential in my life because it's like my spiritual wings. So I need to have that spiritual wings in order to go out and do anything, let alone the evangelization. So prayer is utmost. Fortunately, in my parish, we have adoration 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So I try to get adoration sometimes before daily mass, but at least 1 hour a week. And I try to do even more than 1 hour a week. So that's my, as breathing is to your life, prayer is to my
Amen.
Spiritual life.
Amen. I love that you said it's your wings. And that's just so very, very true. And to pray personally and to pray together. And this is really important because I know everybody watching is saying, well, I pray for EW10, and that's really wonderful. But to do so in an agreement, in a concerted effort to pray the prayer of Mother Angelica for the network every Friday, we're reminded to do that. It's just really special that you network with other people. Christine, how do you see the evangelistic work of the media missionaries making a difference in their personal lives, parish, and beyond? Or address whatever issue you want to. I heard you speaking before I asked you the question. Go right ahead.
It's so funny that you had asked that question, Jim, because what was on my mind was we're talking about prayer and we're talking about the resources that are available to all of the media missionaries free of charge, which I think is really mm-hmm. important and a wonderful blessing.
Yes.
But one of the resources that I know that I use a lot in my work, whether it's working at a conference or an event, in working with our EWTN media missionary volunteers, is information about our free downloadable app. So I think in today's society, everybody is on some sort of screen, it seems. And we can certainly use that technology for good or for ill. EWTN obviously chooses to use it for immense good. And if people are interested, they can download that free EWTN app. But one of the very unique and I think very special things about the app is we have a live adoration channel right there on the app. And so we're talking about Mother Angelica wow. and how she and the nuns pray, especially before the Blessed Sacrament. That is available to all of us through the EWTN app on that adoration channel. And I think that has done and can do a world of good for all of our lives. If we're looking for an opportunity to spend some time with Jesus, all I do is pull up the EWTN app on my phone and I kneel down and I spend some time with him. And I know I've used it many times in the most recent past when things are going on in my personal life or in my family's life. I turn to Jesus in prayer in the Blessed Sacrament through the EWTN app. So we've certainly talked about all of our printed resources, but all of the other resources that are available to not only media missionaries, but to all of our viewers and all of our listeners. through that app, it's just another reminder of the beautiful mission that Mother Angelica started at EWTN and how it continues and how we're using technology to bring souls closer to Christ. So I think that's a beautiful resource that people can utilize.
Beautifully said. And it's great for those of us who understand Eucharist adoration, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. But it's wonderful as people are just beginning to ask questions about the Catholic faith and desire answers to lead them to that app as well. It's just not for believers, it's for everyone. And that's what we're trying to do as EWTN Media Missionaries. That's what we want to help you to do out there, that you have all the resources you need for free for yourself, for your family, for your parish, on the highways and byways electronically to do the work of an evangelist there. Carlos, please share some ways Media Missionaries spread the word with EWTN and why others would benefit by joining.
Great. You know, Mother Angelica, when she was first thinking about the Media Missionary program, it was because people wanted to come here and help her. And they wanted, you know, back in the day, they wanted to come to Irondale and help. And her, along with other Christians, were saying, you know what, we have a better way. Media Missionaries share right where they are. So we send, they share free requested materials. So in many different ways. One way they share is at their parish. That's how most Media Missionaries share, is at their parish. They meet with their parish priest, tell them about the resources they can provide, then ask permission to share appropriate resources. Many Media Missionaries simply put 25 program schedules on a table in the back of the church, and they post EWTN posters on the bulletin boards, and then we update them every 3 months. We update both the bulletin board poster and the schedules. But it's important to note that Media Missionaries are not limited to sharing at their parish.
Right.
They can share in their community too, like at a local hospital or a Catholic bookstore or a care facility, anywhere they have permission. In fact, Mr. Pinto has been known to share program schedules with folks at his local YMCA.
Amen.
Right?
That's right. Absolutely. So yeah, that's a very important point. Again, you don't need permission from your pastor or priest to become an EWTN Media Missionary. Anyone could do that, but you do need permission to share the information there in the parish. And if you can't share it there, then you share it wherever you can share that, maybe Catholic schools, wherever you go, the YMCA, wherever it might be, on college campuses. We have numerous people that are doing that in their dorms and so on. So any place you can, you want to share the good news of God in Christ. And you know, in your own life, that you just, I don't know how you came to know about EWTN, but EWTN is calling you now. Even though we're reaching 400 million people, they're not able to reach the people that you can reach, that only you can reach. And so we're hoping that you will help us and join us today. Linda, how do you see Media Missionaries practically sharing Christ and media awareness, because that's a big part of what we're trying to do, make people aware of EWTN? And we think everybody's heard of EWTN. Even in the church, they haven't. We want to make them aware. It's their choice what they do with it. So how is this taking place with you, Linda? How are you making people aware of EWTN?
Well, several of the major ways I make aware of EWTN is our diocese, well, not the it's not sponsored by the diocese, but in the diocese, we have a Marian conference the end of August, and that's very large, and it's very well attended. So we have an EWTN table there, and I have signed up a lot of, over the course of several years, I've signed up a lot of Media Missionaries from that. Personally, I try to go to a couple functions, other functions during the year, and bring EWTN materials to them. And I kind of partnership with them because I send out a monthly email, and I'll put their information in my monthly email to my Media Missionaries, and they give me free table space or free airtime or free whatever. So it works out in partnership like that. So, and you just never know where you're going to run into somebody that you can spread. I mean, like, it's all in God's hands, not my hands. So you just have to be prepared.
And that is the work of evangelization. You know, all we're responsible for is to share the name of Jesus. Every Catholic is called to do that. But we're not responsible for conversion. We're not responsible for people even looking at EWTN, but we are responsible to gossip Jesus, to chatter Jesus. And we're responsible to share what EWTN has meant in our lives and the difference it has made. So many of us have testimonies of really converting to the Catholic Church through EWTN or returning to the Catholic Church. We kind of wandered away from the church or decided to move away from the church. We didn't even know what we were leaving. And EWTN catechizes us in so many ways, but we've got to present the material, you know, online or in written format. We need to be personal witnesses, just very simply, to say, you know, I was blind, but now I see, and this is the role EWTN played in my life. Christine, what do you say to someone who says, I'm already supportive of EWTN's mission? What would becoming a media missionary add? Because there's so many people that just don't get, you know, the media missionaries, and they're saying, I love EWTN, I pray for EWTN. What would be added to me and to my work if I united with you, the 16,000 volunteers that are not only watching EWTN, but are sharing about EWTN?
Well, Jim, I would say thank you to those people who are supporting EWTN in any way, shape, or form. You know, we need people and we rely on people to pray for us. You know, we're in the mission field and we need that support of their prayers. So I would first of all say thank you. Keep up those prayers because they're working. We certainly reach out to Mother Angelica for her intercession as well. But I would also say, becoming a media missionary is a great way to get involved, in your community, to get involved in your family life, to get involved in your parish. We have so many amazing resources and opportunities to share the faith. And I think that I would say, answer that call that the Holy Spirit might be placing on your heart to serve him, to help build personal relationships. You know, as Carlos and Linda were talking, it struck me that, yes, EWTN is doing a lot of amazing and wonderful work, but sometimes bringing souls to Christ happens on a one-on-one basis. It's those personal relationships that we all are able to build, whether it's in our family, in our neighborhood, in our local parish, talking with people one-on-one, what the Lord has done in our hearts and in our lives. And, you know, it makes me think, when I go to a good restaurant, I want to share that information with the people that I love. And it's even magnified, certainly, if we know who Jesus is and who our Lord is and how he's worked in our lives, we should be excited and thrilled to want to share that good news with everybody that we know. And so becoming a media missionary is that open door. It's that opportunity to utilize the resources, the network, everything that EWTN has to offer. You know, some of the other resources that I was thinking about in addition to that beautiful piece, Let Us Pray, are how to pray the rosary. We've got a brochure with all of the prayers, with all of the mysteries of the rosary. We have another brochure that talks about how to go to confession. What are the steps that you go through when you're going to confession? And all of those tangible resources, number one, are available in both English and Spanish, which I think is amazing. But those resources are just, you know, seeds. Plant those seeds at your local parish with the permission of your parish priest, and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. We're not responsible for that conversion, Jim, like you said. Right. But if we help the Holy Spirit plant the seeds, then let him take over from there. It's a great way for people to get involved in their local parish, in their local community, in their circle of influence. Let them know about EWTN. Let them know the love that Jesus has for each one of us individually, and help spread that word. It's really a very easy thing to do, but it pays dividends. It's amazing.
It's an easy thing to do, and there's something to do for everyone as you take it at your pace. Carlos, what do you say to, I'm already supportive of EW10's mission, what would becoming a media missionary add?
Well, Christine said it so beautifully, you know, sharing the message of Christ through EWTN materials is really a way of being an evangelist. Our media missionary program makes it easy to be an evangelist for Christ right where you are. So with all that's going on in the world, be a light for the world. Go to our website and join us and see how easy and rewarding it can be. That's what I would say.
It's EW10missionaries.com, EW10missionaries.com. Go right after this show, go there. And also you can give us a call as well, 205-795-5771, and join the missionaries today. Linda, we just have about a minute or so. What would you say to that question? I support EW10, why become a media missionary? You got about a minute.
Okay, Jim, you know, first of all, evangelizing to your family first, and then, you know, also spreading the word outside, and it just brings such a warmth. You get to know people. Besides your family, you get to know people on a completely different level. Yes. I went to church at a local parish just the other week, and I had one of my media missionaries come up to me and say, oh, Linda, here's a book I think you would like. You know, it's unbelievable. You just never know the love and warmth that that you receive.
Amen. Linda, very well said. So Christine, Carlos, Linda, thank you so much. Your passion just flows through you all. We're so very grateful for you. And we invite everyone watching us today to join the Media Missionaries now, EWTNmissionaries.com, or give us a call. And please help us fulfill the vision of Mother Angelica in our own time. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to join us next week with host Doug Keck here on the Catholic Sphere. Do the work of evangelization. God bless you. Bye now.